Trump, far-left fascism seeks to overthrow the American Revolution. By Robert Krajicek on July 3, 2020. President Donald Trump described ongoing drives to destroy historical statues and monuments as part of a broader campaign to far-left fascism that seeks to overthrow the American Revolution, making his comments during his Salute America address on Friday evening at Mount Rushmore in South Dakota. Trump said, "There is a new far-left fascism that demands absolute allegiance. If you do not speak its language, perform its rituals, recite its mantras, and follow its commandments, then you will be censored, banished, blacklisted, persecuted, and punished. Not going to happen to us." Trump continued, "Make no mistake. This left-wing cultural revolution is designed to overthrow the American Revolution. In so doing, they would destroy the very civilization that rescued billions from poverty, disease, violence, and hunger and that lifted humanity to new heights of achievement, discovery, and progress. To make this possible, they are determined to tear down every statue, symbol, and memory of our national heritage." Left-wing orthodoxy is common across institutions, news media, and large corporations, added Trump. Breitbart News senior editor-at-large Joel Polak similarly assessed Democrats and their political supporters as advancing a socialist revolution to correct the original American Revolution. Polak said, "The Democrats want a second American Revolution. And on current trends, they're going to get it unless there's a silent majority out there that stands up. Essentially, we're in a situation where the country is going to sink if Democrats win." Historian Victor Davis Hanson speculated that Trump would be re-elected in November, and that only Trump's re-election could stop an ongoing left-wing and partisan Democrat cultural revolution in the country. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.